USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. A bit of good news for former Vice President Mike Pence. He's in the clear regarding the small number of classified documents found at his home earlier this year.
The Justice Department has officially closed the investigation into how the former vice president handled classified information that was found at his home back in January. You might remember his attorney informed the National Archives that it had found a small batch of documents, and the department has now closed that investigation.
NBC News correspondent Laura Jarrett. The news comes just days before Pence is set to announce his run for president. On the campaign trail again today, Florida Governor Mike Pence, he tells a New Hampshire crowd, we don't need a repeat of the government chaos surrounding the COVID pandemic.
Fauciism was wrong. Fauciism was destructive. Fauciism should have never happened.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says there will be no ceasefire in Ukraine if it's just a freeze of the current forces in place. And he says Russia's failure in Ukraine is no accident.
It's the direct result of the courage and solidarity of the Ukrainian people and the deliberate, decisive, swift action that we and our partners have taken to support Ukraine.
Lincoln spoke in the capital of Finland, which is NATO's newest member. Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta is coming out with a new version of its popular VR headset. Meta Quest 3 will be 40% thinner than the current Quest 2 and have upgraded resolution and displays. A much better than predicted jobs report. The Labor Department says the economy added nearly 340,000 jobs last month. The expectation was for just around 200,000. And that report inspired a lot of buying on Wall Street. The Dow's been up by more than 500 points, or 1.7% today. The S&P and the NASDAQ are also up by around 1%. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
It's one thing to define it, quite another to correctly spell it. And for Florida 8th grader Deb Shaw, the word somophile was no problem.
P-S-A-M-M-O. P-H-I-L-E, somophile?
That is correct!
And that's what it took for Shaw to win the 2023 Scripps National Spelling Bee. For the record, Merriam-Webster defines somophile as an organism that prefers or thrives in sandy soils or areas. So now you know. 7 months after it cut ties with rapper Kanye West, Adidas is starting to rid itself of the sneakers that bear his alternate name, Yeezy.
They say I'm possessed. It's an omen. I keep it 300.
The German sportswear company says a significant amount of money made from the remaining inventory of Yeezys will be donated to organizations that fight anti-Semitism and racism, including the Anti-Defamation League and a foundation dedicated to social change founded by George Floyd's brother. Adidas ended its partnership with Ye last October after he made a series of anti-Semitic remarks. I'm Michael Kastner.
When the film Oppenheimer opens next month, some movie houses are going classic, showing the story of the man who invented the atomic bomb on actual film instead of a digital production. And it's a lot of film. The 3-hour movie adds up to about 11 miles of film. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.